A surge in hiring. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
For the month of February, 678,000 jobs added.
That's more than the month before and more than expected as fewer people got COVID and restrictions were lifted.
The jobless rate, 3.8%. Again, that is better than expected.
Fox Business Network, Cheryl Cassone, that is down from 4% unemployment rate in January. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh just told Fox Business.
Wage gains that we've seen since President Biden's taken office has helped American workers.
But he admits inflation and rising energy prices remain a problem. And as the price of oil surges this week, we're really paying for it at the pump. Gas is up 11 cents just today, 22 cents in 3 days. AAA's national average for regular is now about $3.84 per gallon. On Wall Street, the Dow is down nearly 300 points. There's a sigh of relief for now in Ukraine. The world's atomic watchdog says there's no sign of a radiation leak after Russia attacked a nuclear power plant.
One shell hit the facility. They fortunately did not hit one of the reactors. And there was a big blaze, smoke, plumes all over the place. That fortunately was extinguished. But right now, it is in the hands of the Russians.
And here is the next big fear.
Turning it off would create a humanitarian disaster. This supplies a quarter of all the power to Ukraine. It's the largest power station in Europe.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kyiv. Electricity and heat's already been cut off in other cities. Russia keeps bombing, and like Kharkiv, forcing many to flee.
We were driving for 6 days to get to the Polish border. During this time, we were basically living in a car.
The UN says more than 2 million Ukrainians have been displaced. The UN International Criminal Court's investigating Russia for war crimes. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham angered Russia, saying this about leader Vladimir Putin.
I'm hoping somebody in Russia will understand that he's destroying Russia and you need to take this guy out by any means possible.
America's.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Listening to again, on Wall Street, there is selling. The Dow is down 317 points. The NASDAQ is falling 130. And we've seen the S&P 500 lose about 40 points. The price of oil today rose up to around 111 bucks a barrel. All this despite the better-than-expected jobs report. This, as a federal judge, keeps doing what she has to get a job for life on the Supreme Court. The first black woman nominated in line to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer.
Thursday, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson met with Nebraska Republican Ben Sasse and Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar. Klobuchar said she liked that Jackson had been a public defender and has family in law enforcement.
And I also love that she's like, you know, has Paul Ryan as a family member, and he can vouch for her. So I don't know what else we need to know, really.
Former House Speaker Paul Ryan's sister-in-law is married to Jackson's brother-in-law. Jackson does not need GOP support if all Democrats vote for her, but she did get three Republican votes when she was elevated to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. This time around, though, Senator Lindsey Graham doesn't sound supportive. She's also met with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, as well as Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
This could make an already controversial transgender college athlete even more controversial.
In an interview with Sports Illustrated, Leah Thomas said she plans on pursuing swimming after her time at the University of Pennsylvania, her goal being showing trans kids and younger trans athletes that they're not alone. Thomas drew controversy competing for the Penn women's team as she transitions with record-setting times in the 200 and 500-yard freestyle events. The NCAA has said that Thomas will be eligible to compete in the women's championships later this month if she isn't compliant with rules regarding testosterone levels. Thomas says her sights are right now set on the next step, the 2024 U.S. Olympic trials, telling SI, quote, "I'm not a man, I'm a woman, so I belong on the women's team."
That's Matt Napolitano. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.